This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This podcast is about strategic relocation because, as we have seen with Hurricanes Irma and Harvey recently, if you live, you know, in the shooting gallery of hurricanes, then eventually a hurricane's going to get you. So you need to think about where you're going to live and what risks are associated with that location. Now, people have a normalcy bias. They think that the way things are day to day is the way they're always going to be. There's a bias against any kind of catastrophic event ever emerging. That's why a lot of people couldn't believe that hurricanes were coming or that their homes were going to be flooded with 12 feet of water and so on. There's a normalcy bias. But if you do your research, you'll find that you can avoid many of the catastrophic risks by choosing a strategic location that minimizes those risks. And I say this as someone who has done that quite extensively, and it's no coincidence that I live in Central Texas. Why Central Texas? And by the way, I'm not trying to recruit you into Central Texas. We don't want everybody moving here. We just want the rugged survivalists, frankly, moving here. Everybody else, please stay away. But the thing about Central Texas is you're too far north to be bothered by hurricanes in any kind of catastrophic way. For example, the eye of a hurricane can't make it to Central Texas. It would dissolve into just a tropical storm by the time it got there. I mean, yeah, we can get a lot of rain, and we did under Hurricane Harvey. We got something like 20 inches of rain. But we didn't get 135-mile-an-hour winds ripping buildings down. That's on the coast, not in Central Texas. Also in Central Texas, we're too far south to be bothered by the tornadoes that hit Dallas. So Dallas gets a lot of tornadoes, and Oklahoma and so on, but they usually don't come very far south, and if they do, they don't have much energy left anyway. We also don't have an earthquake fault line. I mean, not a big one, not like the San Andreas or the New Madrid fault line or anything like that. So Texas has a lot of routes of evacuation. If you're in Central Texas, you can go north, south, east, or west. Whereas if you're in Florida, you can really only go north to get out of Florida. There aren't that many ways to evacuate southern Florida or really most of the state. Same thing's true with Chicago. You know, only a few directions you can go, or Los Angeles. You can't go west into the ocean. You can only go east. So it's always good to think about a place that has many routes of potential evacuation. And Central Texas fits that bill. Another thing to keep in mind is that you never want to be too close to a high density population center. A city, in other words. You don't want to be too close to a big city. Now, Central Texas is kind of close to Austin. But as far as cities go, Austin is not a place that's going to break down into social chaos in the way that, let's say, Houston could, or Chicago, or Los Angeles, or, you know, Baltimore, places like that. So Austin is a pretty small town, kind of a civil town. I mean, I know it's growing, but it's small compared to those other mega cities. So never be too close to a mega city. And the other thing to keep in mind is that you don't want to be too close to a military base, you know, a tactical military base that could be targeted with nuclear weapons. So that's a big deal. If you look around the country, lots of military bases in Colorado, there are some in Texas, of course, some in Montana, Arizona, California. If you're close to one of those bases, you could be in the nuclear detonation zone. So think about that. and try not to be too close to that. The point is, where you live, you know, you could choose a location that doesn't have a lot of problems. You can minimize your risks if you just put some effort into it. Another great example of this is in Central Texas, there were catastrophic fires several years ago, 2011, I believe. And there's an entire forest in Central Texas called the Lost Pines Forest. We're talking about many, many acres of just pine trees. And these pine trees had been growing for over 100 years, well over 100 years. And many people built their homes in and among the pine tree forest. Of course, not thinking to themselves that, hey, guess what? Sooner or later, every forest burns. Every forest burns. And sure enough, this pine tree forest went up in flames and burned out, I don't know how many hundreds of homes. You've got these forests in places like Colorado and Utah and California, you know, New Mexico, lots of places all around the country. And if you're building a house in a forest, you should expect that sooner or later it will burn. Because what starts forest fires? Lightning, right? Lightning. In places like Boulder, Colorado, lightning is almost every afternoon at certain times of the year. You can see lightning just lighting up little brush fires all over the place. That's what it does. So if you build a home in a forest, you should expect it will burn. If you build a home on the coast of Florida, you should expect it will be blown away by a hurricane sooner or later. If you build a home on the San Andreas fault line, you should expect sooner or later that it's going to be ripped apart by an earthquake, and so on and so forth. Like if you build a home on the slopes of Mount St. Helens, sooner or later it's going to blow again, like it did in the 1980s. So these things are cyclical. You can't predict the exact date, but you can predict that they will happen. For example, nobody knew the exact date that Hurricane Irma would strike Tampa Bay, but you can predict in advance that sooner or later, Naples, Florida, and Tampa Bay and all these other cities are going to get hit, ravaged, in essence, by these hurricanes. It is inevitable. And by the way, in terms of something that affects us all, we also know that we are all going to get hit by an EMP induced by a solar flare. It's called a coronal mass ejection event, or a CME. CME, according to NASA, a CME event has a 12% chance every decade. So just do the math. Sooner or later, you're going to have a CME. And what's it going to do? It's going to take down the entire national power grid, which many experts have predicted will cause the population to experience a mass die-off from starvation, disease, social chaos, and so on, that 90% of the U.S. population could die off within just a few months following a solar flare, i.e. space weather. So yeah, space weather event could happen at any time. It could happen tomorrow. You could get hit by an asteroid tomorrow, or a large one could impact the Atlantic Ocean and send a massive mile-high wave into New York and Boston, Washington, D.C., and the U.K., and so on. These things can happen. They do happen. It's just a matter of time, really. So if you want to be safe from these events, think strategically about where you should be located. Think about where you have redundant supplies of food, energy, the ability to grow your own medicine, water, you know, self-defense rights, all these things. And I say you might want to consider moving to that place, whatever that place is. There are a lot of great places in Utah, in Colorado, in Arizona, northern Arizona especially, eastern Oregon, eastern Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, you know, mostly the West of the United States. You can find a lot of spots like that if you just do some research. That's all I'm saying. Do some research, move strategically to a place that's safer, and you'll be very glad you did, because things are getting more chaotic, it seems, by the day. Thank you for listening. Check out collapse.news for more coverage of our collapsing world. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. HealthRangerReport.com is where where you can find more podcasts. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.